Hey everybody, welcome to Pittsburgh Comics Podcast number 120. And so this episode is sponsored by Alpha Flight, who made their first appearance in Uncanny X-Men.
Oh, you're doing that.
Yeah, I was prepared.
Research. Good job.
I did hours of research to come up with that.
Someone at home.
Five minutes before we started.
Oh, I already know what 121 is.
I think we know what the next two are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good call on that.
Thank you. Oh, mystery. Give you a hint. Go see Spider-Man this weekend and you'll know what we're talking about.
If it happens.
But I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics. Joining me tonight are...
Josh.
Dave.
Pat.
Adam.
But you don't have to listen to Adam because we're kind of not paying attention to him. Adam wanted to, instead of doing a podcast, do a dramatic reading of the radio play of Star Wars. And he actually read us many clips while I was dealing with customers. So
on sale here.
Well, it came in a collection that I bought.
So. Still on sale.
Yeah.
And then Colin said, no, we're going to save that for Saturday and Free Comic Book Day.
Right, Adam, yeah.
Performance in the...
Performance art, yes.
We're all,
And Colin is going to play the part of Darth Vader.
No.
And Aunt Burra.
No, I'm going to play the part of the guy working madly at the cash register.
I already know who's going to play Porkin. And they're not here.
It'd be nice.
You know what I was thinking.
Oh,
I do.
You
already thought it, didn't you?
But speaking of Saturday, Saturday's Free Comic Book Day. Please come out. I always say this, and then like last year it was Insane Madhouse. But I like this being an Insane Madhouse. There's the fear that, you know, I'll have all these books and nobody will show up. So, but lots of free books. I think it's like 19 huge boxes right now, which is going to equate to somewhere around over 8,000 books. So, don't want any left. I don't know.
What do you do with all of them if they are left?
I come up with fancy recipes so that I eat them. Well,
Christmas wrapping paper.
That's true. Yes. No, I'm hoping to have none left.
It's Allie surprise. You had Allie last year.
Oh, okay. I'm like,
yeah, Allie.
Yeah.
You thought he said Allie.
I thought an owl surprise just kind of sounded like an odd dish. I didn't know what you were doing there.
Yum, owl.
Yeah.
Good fried owl. But I'll be probably posting the sale tomorrow. But it's not going to be a lot different from last year. So lots of good things. People seemed happy. Lots of stuff left the store. That's kind of what I want, both free and paid for.
Yeah, I was going to say, you might want to specify that.
Yeah.
Stuff on
lots
table.
Of theft slots.
But everybody's have, yes. Yes. Well, I have the baseball bat now, so you've been
warned. Lucille.
Lucille, too.
Lucille, too.
Sorry, I laughed so hard when you first said that. If you're an Arrested Development fan, you understand. So, lots of news out of C2E2 this week.
You were there last year, weren't you?
I was there last year. Yes, I was. Which Marvel's big presentation to us was showing us the Thor 2 trailer. But I didn't go to their panels because I kind of bailed out of the show quickly. But...
seeing you don't show up this year and they announce stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure they announced things.
They were like, oh, it's Colin. We know how much he hates us. We're not going to announce anything.
I don't hate them. But I am hearing... from behind the counter now. I don't know if I'm spurring this, which I hope I'm not. I certainly don't mean to. But lots of growing discontent with Marvel. But we'll get to that. Well, I guess we could talk about that. I mentioned on Twitter that the first two customers of the day both had Superior Spider-Man on their list and handed it back to me and said, I'm out. And I'm just like, well, that's not a good thing when it's a brand new number one that they're touting and everything. And I know, Josh, you had mentioned that you were a little dissatisfied with Superior 31, and I have to agree. I read 31 and number 1 back-to-back because I hadn't actually read 31. I just kind of skimmed it to see what happened. And then I finally sat down and read it. It was better than just skimming it, which I guess is a good thing. But, yeah, overall, there were a lot of unanswered questions I didn't like.
It was lackluster, and like we were talking about before, the issue... Doc Ock acted in a way that he wouldn't have acted normally, and the ending just wasn't earned. Peter coming back, there was no reason for him to come back. Mm-hmm. So if that's how Amazing is going to be, I don't think it's something that we keep.
And coming back totally, like, where is Ock? I wanted to see more battling between them. Doc Ock's psyche, I didn't give up, I'm not...
He just gave up.
Well, or some event where it forces him to give up. Like, yeah, you know, we talked about Anna Maria dies. He says, I can't live like this. I failed. Parker, you take over.
Yeah.
I could get behind that. That makes sense.
What you might want to go look up too. I saw this story and I never got a chance to read it. That Doc Ock, and it could be nothing because I never got a chance to read it. Like I said, but they said the Doc Ock is supposedly in 2099.
Okay.
Like the Superior Spider-Man shows up in the year of 2099.
And runs Alchemex?
I don't know. But.
But yeah, I also didn't like the solution, the finale with the goblin. That was very unsatisfactory.
It was weird.
Yeah,
it felt like a very abrupt ending to the series. I mean, timed with the movie, I guess.
Wouldn't it have been more shocking if it was Norman Osborn's face that you saw? Like, I feel like if I saw Norman Osborn, I'd be a little more satisfied.
I don't know. Seeing Abraham's face is pretty shocking.
Because he was supposed
I guess, you know, we're supposed to recognize that he was someone from Alchemax.
I didn't know who he was. I was just like, I didn't recognize that.
He looked like Abraham from The Walking Dead, and that's I'm like, what's he doing in here?
Yeah.
First Angela, now Abraham.
If it was like that stone guy, I'd be like, I've seen him there. But nobody I've seen. What was he, some guy in the background?
But like, now it looks like he's almost going to be a cross between Lex Luthor, because he's like, oh, you've never met me when I wasn't insane. So,
and how I am.
Lex Luthor and the Chameleon, now if he can take any face he wants. So it's just like, you made Goblin unspecial. Because he was a little bit off balance. He was... You know, a business mastermind and all this stuff, and now you've kind of taken that all away from him.
Can he just infect himself again?
Probably.
Yeah, but it also takes away one of his biggest strengths.
But now he's the Superior Goblin.
Oh.
Ah, okay.
I don't know what that means.
It means in a year, Marvel will reboot him, and it'll be the regular Norman Osborn again.
What happened to Yurik?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, did he just vanish in that?
No, I wonder, like, that all tied up, the Hobgoblin, all that stuff tied up was gone. Boom, it didn't even mention it. And the bigger problem I had was that as soon as Doc Ock gave Peter back or whatever, he wasn't mentioned again in that issue. He wasn't mentioned in number one. It just...
Well, I can almost see him not being mentioned because Peter comes back. He's been gone for however long, you know, a year in real time, however long it was in the comic.
I think it was like
6 months it was something like that. He doesn't have time to kind of deal with that issue. He has to go and stop the goblins from taking down New York. And then the book ends. So I kind of get why it wasn't addressed there. I thought it would have been addressed here. And maybe it will.
They had that real long epilogue that went nowhere.
Yeah.
Went in circles and it was just blah, blah, blah.
Like, Carly we and, were talking, and MJ talking about how Peter's awesome, but we hate him.
I forget who I was talking to. I don't know if it was anybody here, so I apologize. But we were saying that the problem with that was that that's Mary Jane's purpose. That's her whole character is to be Peter's foil. You know, dealing with Peter, the ups and downs and the hazards of being Spider-Man's girlfriend and things like that. And then for her to just kind of say, oh, I can't do this anymore. And also, wasn't that the whole point of One More Day? When she stopped being his wife, it was to get away from that.
Yeah.
And then she took it back willingly. And, you know, it's like, that's who you are. Without that, you're a really nothing character.
Yeah, you're just a girl that he used to date.
Yeah. So, I don't know. But yeah, I wanted more for all the build up and everything.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like, well, we'll get to it, but like Walking Dead, you know, a lot of build up, no finish.
That's another one.
And, you know, people complain about Snyder with that. Well, this was a pretty big one.
I don't think there has been any with Snyder.
No, but people have said his endings haven't been good.
They said the Joker one that it was.
Well, no, even the Owl ones, the Court of Owls, his brother and stuff. But
I thought that was good.
Yeah.
But not the end. The end was a little, him hanging on the outside of an airplane, just things like that. That's all.
Yeah. So people wanting like a big ending, not just.
You know. Yeah. So that was Spider-Man. But now the announcements that came out, they teased, it was in the previews, and in the current previews is the 100th anniversary specials that are classified. And now they've kind of given us a little bit indication, but because it's the 75th anniversary of Marvel, and the characters are having their 50th anniversaries, follow me, they're going to have a 100th anniversary celebration.
Those numbers don't add
75
up.
And
75 50. For Marvel, kind of. 50 for the characters, and then they're doing a 100th anniversary celebration, which is going to be taking the characters to their 100th anniversary.
Okay, so they're either 25 or 50 years.
So the characters, 50 years in the future.
Okay.
I'm like, oh, yeah, nobody's going to care about that.
Well, that... I saw the one preview where they had Guardians of the Galaxy, mm-hmm. but it had the future Guardians of the Galaxy, the original ones, and that's like the 31st century.
Right.
So I don't know how that works. That's a little more than...
Yeah.
50 years in the future.
But, yeah, just overall, I saw that. I'm like, eh, stunt books that nobody's going to care
sell.
About. Yeah. And Storm's getting her own series. Yeah.
Okay.
Death of Wolverine. Everybody's excited. Nobody saw this coming.
Until the next time an X-Men movie comes out next year and I got to bring them back.
What I'm enjoying, I know I've mentioned this before, so I'm sure eyes are about to roll, but... With Wolverine number one, they had a special where if we ordered 200% of Infinity number six, we could then in a future return this for Wolverine 13, 2-for-1 to get a special cover. Well, now they're doing this Death of Wolverine in its own miniseries. So I'm not sure what those books are going to be returnable for. I did not partake, so it doesn't matter to me. But I just found it kind of funny that they're kind of changing the rules of the game after the fact.
Well, maybe no one participated, so that's why there's no...
Yeah, I'm sure some stores did. But it's interesting. The other thing I found interesting, like, we all knew it was coming. And are they really going to kill Wolverine forever? Yeah, but Paul Jenkins has written the last two series, you know, since they had to relaunch it with a new number one. And now the death is going to be written by Charles Soule. So it's like, well, hey, thank you, Paul Jenkins. Just get us to this point. So...
So he's not going to end his own story.
Correct.
Okay, that makes sense.
They're also doing the legendary Star-Lord. Gosh, why is he getting a big push? I don't understand.
Aren't all of them getting their own?
Yeah,
Rocket's getting his own. I'm sure Groot will get his own, which will be a fascinating
read. I would think Rocket and Groot would be together.
Groot's actually his backup in last week's Guardians. Actually, wasn't bad.
You know, I thought that was funny. I do want to talk about that. Well, I'll skip ahead. I did read Guardians of the Galaxy, and it wasn't bad. And it was funny because they mentioned that it was going to have a backup by Abnett and Lanning, who did the last bunch of Guardians of the Galaxy, which were really good. People really like them. And then I remember reading something on Bleeding Cool where they're not talking anymore. So I'm reading that, and Abnett did one. He did one of the backup stories, and then Lanning did the other. I'm like, oh, interesting. So technically it's story by Abnett and Lanning, just...
Different stories.
Yeah, a different story by each. But yeah, no, the Groot one was good, but I just can't imagine reading a whole issue.
I am Groot.
I did like that one page in there where the story was told in the shape of I am Groot. That was neat.
Yeah. It was a good layout.
Yeah.
Not a bad one. But one thing I found very funny was the little text piece in the beginning was talking about Angela transported from a mysterious dimension. No one knows who she is and everything. Well, the announcement that came out of there was Angela's actually Thor's sister. And has always been. So apparently appeared in Journey into Mystery 84 that nobody's read. So I know people were very excited that now she's now going to definitely be part of the core of Marvel Universe, not just a character from another dimension. She's
a core
Asgardian.
Partial Asgardian, anyway.
Well, aren't they all? No, I don't know. I don't know. I thought that was Zeus that went around impregnating people all over the
place. Odin does that too.
I mean, it's good to be a god.
Fair enough.
He's not called the All Father for nothing.
Odin and Zeus are BFFs.
I did find one thing.
They're bros.
Yeah.
One thing that was funny, disregarding to the death of Wolverine, there's going to be a storyline called A World Without Wolverine, which I just thought was very funny because when Superman died.
It was a world without Superman.
Yeah.
Somehow, I think
once again, the House of Ideas is hitting on something new.
Yeah, someone else's ideas.
Yeah. And also, there's something called Axis that we don't know anything about, but it's the Avengers A, the X-Men X, and Is. And I can only hope it lives up to the quality of A+X. Because that book sold gangbusters. So, and everybody loves mixing our Avengers and our X-Men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's...
How is A+X selling?
X-Men.
Two copies?
Inhuman Spider-Man.
Oh.
Yeah.
know why, but...
Because there's really no Spider-Man S per se.
Spider-Man.
Oh.
Spider-Man. Yeah.
What were you saying? It could be
Spider-Men. You got Spider-Man. Men.
With a Y. Men.
Spider-Men?
I don't know.
You got 2099. You got regular Spider-Man.
Scarlet, oh, that's right, because there is supposed to be some spider world or whatever.
That's
they were talking about that.
That's the
S. So what's the I? Well, is it Inhumans?
Inhumans? It has to be. Well,
it's really taken off. That Inhuman storyline.
No one.
Well, I did sell out of Inhuman, I will say. I sold through all 25 copies.
People love Inhumans.
Yeah, for years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Black Bolt. Black Bolt's my favorite character. That guy can tell a story like no one else.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
What is
I love that it actually feels like Inhumans 2 is late, too, which is great.
Where's Hawkeye?
When is Axis coming out? Is it?
Don't know. They just teased. We'll they just put that later. Image up on a screen. We have
nothing
no idea.
At all.
No.
I was thinking Axis of Evil. Maybe the Avengers.
I think it's going to have something.
X Men villains team up.
That could be
against.
I just think it's kind of funny that the logo with the A and the X in it to tell us it's that, and then it has the Axis of Evil in it. Like it just seems like a weird. Like you only had two letters to work with in that name, and the other two are is. And the is has nothing to do with anything.
Taxes.
They forgot to pay their taxes.
Taxes. That's how they get around.
Oh, that's how they drive. Yeah, I don't know why. None of us can spell it.
Well, no. Tax is.
Oh, tax is. I get it.
They're fighting against taxes.
Do the Avengers pay their taxes?
Wolverine's not. He's Canadian. He doesn't pay American tax. So who cares?
That's true.
Well, if he earns income in America, he still has to pay American tax. I'm just saying.
Okay. one other thing that was announced this week was on, I think, July 23rd is going to be Batman Day. So we'll find out more about that. But they gave us some little interesting things. We're going to get some sort of book. We're going to get bags, like merchandise bags. And then we can buy masks. And we can buy capes.
Do it.
So awesome.
So.
If I have a job then, I'm totally going to work as Batman.
There you go. Fair enough. And it's like different masks. You can have like Bob Kane Batman.
Yeah.
And
Batman. Did you just have them all?
Yeah, they got the 66 on.
And then Frank Miller.
Yeah.
And then the current one.
I'll be the Frank Miller. I'll go with that. But so that I don't know a whole lot about it, but they just had that. So that was interesting. Okay, last week's books.
They were all
Who
bad.
Wants to go first? They weren't all bad.
No, they weren't.
That first book on my list was awesome.
Batman Eternal
kicked it up a notch.
Yeah, it was good.
Where all of a sudden Batman's fighting against the police. You got the spoiler. Spoiler's back.
Yeah.
Or if she ever was in the New 52 or however that works. But I thought that was an interesting thing where she walks in on her parents. And her dad tries to kill her.
Horrible dad.
What's up with that?
He's just a bad guy.
Man, I hope she finds some nice rich guy to take care of her. Particularly if he has a manor.
Hmm.
And a butler. Thank you.
It's kind of disturbing how he likes to take in kids that, you know, kind of come from broken homes. That's like
he's from a broken home, man. He saw his parents. They were gunned down before his eyes.
So, they were?
That's not really a broken home, necessarily.
Spoiler.
Sorry. Don't spoil Secret Origin.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's issue two. You're right. I'm sorry.
Oh, but that's the other one I read. I forgot that. Yeah. Thanks for saying that.
No problem.
But I enjoyed that. I thought I haven't read four yet, but I thought three was good. I'm enjoying this. I like a weekly Batman book because it's been good.
Yeah, I was worried about the weekly format at first, but every week it seems like they're really moving this along quickly.
And I think this one had a different artist, but it was Dustin Nguyen who did the Batman 28 little look ahead. So it's going to it's going to look good.
But they've all been jam-packed with moving the story.
It hasn't been stalled. Yeah, my fear was, we have a year to tell this. And it hasn't been. This one really...
And it's not just been Batman. You've been seeing a lot of the whole Gotham universe, I guess.
I almost feel like it's going to be like more of a Batman family type book. You're going to get like Batgirl's on the cover of this one. You're going to get those guys more involved in the story just because it can't be all Batman.
If that does well, we'll get a weekly Superman.
Maybe. They need to make Superman good first.
No they already get weekly Green Lantern.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah,
you get three out of 4 weeks. There's
if you
new
count Red Lantern.
Yeah, well, that's true, because Guy Gardner is there, so
you pretty well do.
Okay, I also read Elektra, which was interesting. The art was really nice. The story was a little thin. Basically talking about she has no real identity. She's just an assassin, and then she's supposed to go after this guy, Cape Crow, and ends up she's going to Monster Island to try to find him.
Well, other than that last part, it actually sounded an awful lot like the beginning of Black Widow.
Yeah, yeah. It definitely had that feel. But it was okay. I'm interested to see where it's going. Not real interested in Monster Island, but that's okay. I read Iron Patriot 2. This goes out to Matt, because Matt was criticizing me because I mentioned I didn't like number one. I probably wouldn't read number two. And he's like, you're not even going to give number two a chance? You know, all those DCs, you know, you gave him a chance. I'm like, okay, fair enough. So I read number two. Really bad book. not bad, but just nothing happens. It's for $3.99, I want more story. And there was very, very little story in that book. Basically, someone's compromised his suit, and he's fighting in the water, and then they're also attacking. They kidnap his dad.
They compromised his suit?
Yeah.
Like the movie?
Well, yeah. And all of a sudden, his suit can't
only
work anymore.
Issue two?
And then he goes, and these guys rescue him, and then it turns out they're bad guys, too. Dun-dun-dun! And that's the end of two.
Is it separate Iron Patriot armor, or is it a repaint of War Machine?
I haven't been keeping up.
Well, no, because if someone compromises armor, mm-hmm. he can go be War Machine again,
okay.
and we can forget that this ever happened.
Gotcha. But, well, the armor's gone now, so it doesn't matter.
So he's not anybody.
Yeah.
Because basically, once the system fails or something, if he points it at someone, it'll shoot off like a rocket, and that's how
now
he escaped from the bad guy.
A polo shirt.
Yeah, a polo shirt and khakis, exactly.
Now it's just a roadie book.
He is polo shirt and khakis, man.
Yeah, so it just hasn't
cotton
not worked
patriot.
For me.
Yuppie dude.
The cotton patriot, that's right. Then again, polyester sounds better.
Polyester
patriot.
Alliteration.
Yes, it's the thing we're talking about. What else did you read?
Well, you know that the alliteration, that's how Stan Lee named his characters so that he could remember their names. Mm-hmm. Whereas then you find the ones that his brother named.
You make him sound like he can't like it.
Well, no, but that's what he said, so that he could remember.
He wrote them down on his hand.
But so you can tell, so Stan created Peter Parker and Matt Murdock, but his brother did Steve Rogers and Tony Stark.
Weird ass.
Psycho. Justice League United, Zero, I enjoyed. This is kind of like the Justice League of America book I wanted, because that book never came together right. That was a disaster.
Well, you
from
just
the
read
beginning.
That one?
Justice League Zero? That was last week.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
Justice League United Zero? Or Justice League Canada?
Yeah, that was good.
I thought it was good. Basically, it's the team of the people that can't get their own books. But it was Animal Man. It introduced Adam Strange, Martian Manhunter, Stargirl.
Green Arrow was in it.
Yeah, so he can't have his own book. But I think that's definitely Lemire said, hey, I want my guys in it.
Yeah.
But it was good. It was interesting. Definitely coming back for more. I was going to say number two, but actually number one.
Yeah, why did they start? It didn't feel like a zero.
Well,
book,
no, it didn't. So I don't.
I think they
is
thought
that because
the
they were
going to
they changed the name and said, well,
I think they thought of the zero idea later in the New 52 as a way of explaining like origins of characters.
Okay.
And then I think being that this is the first one, they just decided to bring out the Zero book.
Except
weird because it's part of an arc. It's not like it's a standalone origin. So
yeah.
But it, I mean,
it's
a good book.
It's different. But I think that's why they do it. They wanted to start them, give their start stories with the Zero book, and I don't know. But it was good.
And then Original Sin Zero was good. It wasn't a bad story. My only concern with it is it's basically a Watcher Nova and new Nova story, and I just don't think there's not a lot of people. You know,
Alexander.
Yeah, not a lot of people are all that excited about Sam Alexander and the Watcher. But to be fair, I sold out, so I'm happy with that.
Maybe Coulson kills them.
Ooh, no
cheese.
No cheese.
You know who it would be? It would be Deathlock.
Yes, the new Deathlock. Now, speaking of which, I saw they've remodeled him. Deathlock is now Mike Anderson.
Peterson,
whatever. But yeah,
Mike Anderson's a different person.
Okay, fair enough.
Probably bored.
But yeah, it's basically, it gives you the origin of the Watcher, explains who he is, all the toys he have, which sets up number one where someone kills him and takes all his toys.
That's kind of sad. I always liked him. He seemed like a nice guy.
And they took his eyes. Luckily, next week, I'm going to have his eyes.
He sees with those. Except they're only holding one all the time.
Well, because the bad guy has the other one.
Oh.
See? If you're holding the eye, you have to tell the truth and tell your secret, your original sin.
Ooh.
Oh.
You should be writing this stuff, Colin.
No.
And then Deathlok and Cheese get into a battle.
Yes. And he shoots Cheese through the head, but it goes through Cheese's head into the Watcher.
Maybe other people don't, like...
Why would you name a guy Cheese?
Attack them with that. But his name was Cheese in that book.
I know.
And it was the character that they wanted us to like so much. Because he was in the movies. Because
who doesn't like Cheese?
We all like Cheese. We just don't name people Cheese.
Okay, Secret Origins number one. I thought it was interesting. I didn't really break any new ground or anything.
I didn't. For a $5 book, I expected more.
Yeah.
Especially, like, the Supergirl one was pretty much exactly the first arc from the Supergirl New 52 book.
Okay. Maybe they're trying to get to people that didn't read those to say, here, you're up to speed type of thing.
The Robin one... That one was kind of okay.
Yeah, that was neat. It went a little more in depth and stuff.
Yeah. And the Superman one, I really didn't like too much.
I didn't read it, but why wouldn't they focus more on their, you know, like B-list or C-list characters? People that maybe.
Well,
because
in your first one, you don't want to start with a B-list.
I guess, but it's like, who doesn't know Superman's origin? I mean.
Well, somebody. That's why they're doing it. And this is also going to be a nice trade for him with all the origins.
Well, I have a bad Superman bias for whatever reason. I'm just not really into the character. Superman is him today in the New 52 and what he does. Action was him younger. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So
but I don't think it still is.
Okay.
Now it's in the current.
Is it?
Yeah.
So maybe a bridge between, like, when he first found out he was an alien, to when he became, you know, where action starts off, that might have been a better
right. Well, I think it's they only have like 8 or 10 pages to play with, so it's not a case of they could do a lot of story. They had to tell a little bit.
You know what's interesting about the New 52 Superman? I found interesting recently, especially reading with Greg Pak's Batman Superman, is that they made Superman into a character that he's kind of reckless. Like, he does things sometimes without thinking. And I think that's given him a little bit of a weakness and made him a little more interesting to the reader, because you look at him and you're like, this guy's a little, you know, he doesn't really quite, you know, think it out before. He's kind of scary in a way.
Well, and we talked about that a little bit this afternoon, because we were talking about the Joe Quesada thing. A dark... For a lack of a better word, human Superman is better than a Boy Scout that's immune to everything. I like the fact that he can make mistakes. I like the fact that he doesn't kind of have it all planned out and just does things. That's a more interesting character.
I think it was the first or second issue of Unchained, where they did a lot with like him just trying to plan out, like, oh, I can't use this power because I'm causing more casualties than I'll do good. So, I mean, it was good to see that aspect of him trying to, you know, gauge his strength and what he has to do.
What was that book that it was? No, I don't remember.
SpongeBob?
No, it was SpongeBob.
Hello Kitty?
I think
My Little Pony?
I think that I have the same problem with Superman I do with the Hulk. Like, the Hulk, they're all just too, like, they're threats. Like, who are they going to go up against? You know, is it always going to be some earth-shattering, like, you know, character who's, you know, just too strong and they need Hulk or they need Superman?
Yeah.
It's just like, what can you do with a Hulk story with that? Is he going to go up against Dr. Doom even? If you take him against, like, one of Marvel's most powerful characters, like Doom...
But really, if
would
he
that be like a threat to Hulk? I mean, Hulk smashes everything. Well, like,
right, and that's, yeah, no matter how smart Dr. Doom is, if Hulk gets his hands on him, he can crush him.
He can kill him.
Yeah. Well,
that's one of the problems Marvel's had with their events lately, which I'm kind of happy for the original Sin, just in the sense you had AVX, the world was in danger. Infinity, the world's being threatened. It just, everything was huge. You can't always have, and even just the entire run of Avengers lately has been threats, not lately, but from the beginning to like 24.
That, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, tone it down a little, you know.
And Hulk is never there. He's never there for anything.
Yeah, that's true.
Even if he's not
Hulk, he could have taken on the
Phoenix. I understand when he was, you know? I understand why he was, like, when he was off planet.
Yeah.
But after that, why was the Hulk not around to do anything? Like,
he's probably still a little pissed about that.
He just has to be a hard character to write. Like, I think it was easy for them to write Planet Hulk because you put
setting.
Him on a,
yeah.
Yeah, it's a different
yeah.
world altogether. You can
and
put him
he
against,
was depowered a little
And he
bit
was depowered
too.
A little. So, mm-hmm. But how can you keep depowering a character? You can't just always have him depowered. Otherwise, what's the point of the Incredible Hulk, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just too difficult of characters to work with. And then there's Superman. It's the same way. He's just this character that you can't really... I mean, even if he goes up against Lex Luthor, like, what's Lex Luthor going to use? Kryptonite? Well, we've seen that how
yeah.
many times?
Kryptonite or magic. Those are your two options.
Yeah.
But that's, Superman is the superhero you like when you're 5 years old because your argument is, I'm everything proof. Whereas, as you get older, it's Batman.
But I just feel like some of these DC characters have a little more weaknesses, like Green Lantern, Wonder Woman even, and, you know, Wonder Woman's not, like, Superman strong. She's strong.
Right.
She's more Captain America strong. Now, how they can't write a Captain America, good Captain America story, I can't figure out why at all, because obviously if they did what Ed Brubaker did and have him as an agent of S.H.I.E.L.D., you could write a good S.H.I.E.L.D. story, but they're not going to do that anymore, supposedly. Instead, we're watching
Dimension
him in other
Z.
dimensions, and I don't know what he's doing now. I gave up on it.
He's fighting Dr. Mindbubble.
No, that's... Well, at least it's not breaking, like, how they, you know, usually do things, you know? That's usually who he'd, you know, be going up against, a horrible, horrible Rogues Gallery.
Fair enough. And then the last one I read was Walking Dead, 126, The End of All Out War, which... Another underwhelming book.
Yeah, it went out with a whimper.
Yeah, for something that big that they hype so much that we had a party to start and was 12 parts, it just kind of, yeah.
You know, at the end, spoiler alert, when he keeps Negan
it's
alive.
It's kind of a given.
Yeah, I know. When he keeps Negan alive, he says, you know, we're going to lock you up just so you see what we build without you. Where? There are no jails.
Right.
Who, you know, and...
Well, there is one.
You think he's going to be a...
Yeah. But, I mean, he's kind of a dangerous character to leave alive.
What could go wrong?
Yeah, well...
There's got to be another prisoner out there
like
somewhere.
He'll get in Carl's head a little.
Yeah.
You know, Carl, if you were mine...
Turn Carl to the dark side.
Exactly.
Strike me down.
Cut off Carl's hand.
So that's what I read. You guys, what did you guys read?
I read, I'll talk about what I really disliked, and it didn't come out, well, maybe it came out last week, I don't remember, but I did read Hawkeye. I don't think Hawkeye came out last week.
No, that was a few weeks ago, I think.
Yeah.
I finally got caught up on it. I haven't read it since that whole, you know, debacle with all the issue numbers that they had, and coming out of order, but I've just been really disappointed with that book, because... It's good. Like, it has an all right story. I enjoy reading it. But it jumps around all over the place. You know, first of all, the book has two characters in it. And they both are in two different locations. So he has to jump back and forth from writing Clint Barton or, I forget
Kate
her name.
Bishop.
Kate Bishop. Hawkeye. So each issue, they jump. So it's, you know, Clint Barton. Kate Bishop, Clint Barton. And the problem was, they ended... I forget which issue I was reading, but it ended with a cliffhanger of them both getting, like...
Which
both
one,
him and Barney get shot.
Which one was out of order? That was 17?
I don't even remember now.
Yeah, I don't remember.
So I think it was 15. Whatever one it was like one issue before that. Or two issues before that.
Yeah, whatever one it was, but it...
it ended with that, and I was just like, okay, this is the story I was reading. And then all of a sudden, it jumps to a Kate Bishop story or something. And I'm just like, okay, you know.
That book was building up so much momentum, and then it just kind of lost it.
It drops it, and then we don't see it for like 3 months. Because
and then,
Got some ridiculous Christmas issue in February.
People love that issue, but I couldn't stand it.
It was awful.
Maybe I would have liked it if it wasn't placed where it was at, but I wanted continuation of what happened.
I wanted to read what they were writing. I wanted to read the Clint Barton. I still don't know. We still do not know, in that many issues, what happened to Clint Barton.
He's still on the floor.
Yeah, he's still on the floor. And that had to have been almost four issues, probably.
Yeah. Well, Jeremy Renner's in the new Avengers movie, so he won't be dead.
Well, he could be, but they'll bring him back in a year. For that case, that's just how they do it.
It'll just become the Kate Bishop book.
But it's not a horrible book, but it gets so derailed. And the thing about it is, I already have, like, this problem with Matt Fraction because of Fear Itself, and then he's derailing his own book, unlike he was derailing all the other books with Fear Itself. So, I don't know. It's a good book, but they need to get with it a little bit. Otherwise, I'm just going to be like, I'm done with this. It's too long of a wait. Because after a while, like 4 issues, I don't remember what happened 4 issues ago, little details that they add in. So, you know, I'm not going to care.
It'll read good in the trade, and that's all that matters.
But even then, when they do it as a trade, they have a...
They'll get the issues in the right order in the trade, don't worry.
Yeah, but if it was just a... Like, do a trade as, these are all the Kate Bishop stories, so if you want to read that, read that. This is all the Clint Barton stories, if you want to read that, read that. Instead of jumping back and forth, because otherwise you have the same problem. Mm-hmm. You're only going to get half the story... And then you got to buy the next. Wait a second! This is some Marvel plot to sell more books again.
The other thing is, I get tired of being taught lessons in books. And Matt Fraction and his wife are very, they just want to keep teaching me about diversity. And I could care, like, it's not that I don't care about diversity. Don't force it down my throat while I'm trying to read this. Like, if you don't have to do it, don't. If you want to do little things, like, they added 2 gay characters into...
Kate Bishop's
story, which worked. But it's almost like the other stuff that they do, including the Christmas story, was all about diversity. Like, Christmas diversity and this and that. I'm just like... You know,
how diverse is Christmas? That's a pretty...
Well, according to them, it was a superhero team of animals... That were all different Christmas, all different Christmas. They were called the Wintertime Friends.
That's right.
Okay.
And they...
Kwanzaa Squirrel.
All get stuck because summer comes. Hanukkah and this hair. Character who brings summer...
Need to copyright that.
He melts all of the snow. And it weakens all these animals for some reason. I think they were too relaxed because it was summer. I don't know.
Is it Adventure Time or Hawkeye?
This was Hawkeye.
Okay.
So, I'm just listening to you, and I'm lost. So I can't imagine trying to read
copy that with them now.
Yeah. They called for the dog, which it was
Pizza
hilarious
dog?
Because they own a dog, but they're all a bunch of animals. I don't understand it. The dog's name is Steve, but he's supposed to be Hawkeye. Like, he's supposed to be, like, the dog version of Hawkeye. And I'm like, couldn't you have called him Clint? Because Steve is another Avenger. And then... all these other animal dogs just start showing up. One of them is supposed to be a little Hawkeye, the girl, Kate Bishop. And it's supposed to be one of them. And they have to save Christmas or something. I'm just like, why am I reading this and not the story of Clint Barton getting shot in the head? Like, that was surprising. I was just like, is he dead? He got shot in the head. He should be dead.
Clint's dying on the... You know what? He's going to wake up from a coma, and this is going to be what happened.
I hope to God not, because I hope he didn't have to go through it like I did. I wouldn't wish that upon somebody. But it was awful. It really was. It just, I don't know. If somebody said they did like that and it was fun for them, I don't know why, because they're not enjoying the rest of the story like I am.
Lots of acid.
Wasn't it like March when that Christmas issue came
February.
Out? February.
Still, not Christmas.
That's even late for Orthodox Christmas.
Well, and Colin brought this up a while back when you first saw that about the the Christmas story. It's based on previous issues ago when Clint sits down with kids to watch a Christmas special.
Yeah, it was several years back.
And then, like, as they were thinking, they were like, I bet everybody's wanting to know what that Christmas special was. Nobody was wanting to know that.
To say they watched Rudolph, we've all seen that. Move on.
It just, I don't know. But
was it an annual or was it one of the actual numbers?
It was an issue. It was an actual issue. So, what's funny is it was Kate Bishop Christmas story, and guess what? Another Kate Bishop issue. That's what's delaying it. So it's just like, I don't consider this a Clint Barton issue. It had Clint Barton for like two pages.
Which at that point has to be the artist because Kate Bishop stories.
And, I think it's Aja. Yeah, it's the late one.
And
yeah.
Clint stories have different artists.
But, you know, her story isn't that bad. His story isn't that bad. If you want to keep it that way, but Jay just derailed everything. And it just, all of a sudden you just start losing interest in the book because they're just playing around, it seems.
Yeah.
And, that's not one I'm buying it
well,
for.
At that point, if you want to do both stories, then just split the book. It's like have half the issue follow Clint, half the issue follow Kate.
Exactly. Something.
That way you can still every month keep reading what you thought you were reading and not wait 4 or 5 months before you can
Or if she's so popular, give her own book.
Yes.
There's money for you. She has her own book, you know. It just doesn't make any sense. I don't know. But I read Batgirl. It was it's okay. I really did like, I can't remember the writer's name.
Marguerite
Bennett's on it now, but...
she was on for that.
Gail Simone. Gail Simone's Batgirl. I think Gail Simone does a good job writing Batgirl. But they changed the writer to Marguerite Bennett, and...
Just for the one issue, though.
What, wasn't she on the other one with Silver, with the vampire?
No, I think that was...
Was it Gail Simone?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought that one issue was it was different. It kind of dealt with an urban legend that they have of saying like a rhyme, kind of like what was that Bloody Mary or whatever?
Yeah, Bloody Mary.
Yeah, and
Candyman.
It actually did show up, and then she goes through this house looking to see what the problem is, and it seals her in there as well with the rest of the kids, so she has to get them out of there. But it was good. I can't say it was bad. I just I feel like Gail Simone keeps it going, so I hope she does. She is coming back. She's not.
Yeah, the annual is out today, and Gail Simone.
And she's on the list. Yeah, okay.
I think for a reason she just didn't do the one issue.
Well, one thing that was interesting about this about Batgirl was that they mentioned it's the first time I've heard anything mentioned about Dick Grayson and her thinking he's dead.
And that's the problem. We're getting a lot of books now from DC that take place after Forever Evil.
Yeah.
Well, it's because it's what going to be 2 months late when it finally shipped. So they just. Well, I mean, like the Batman one that came out today, the Arkham for the Batman versus Bane. It's kind of like okay, they're letting you know everything's going to be okay. Yeah. I'm sure you didn't see that coming.
And in Flash last
week.
Yeah,
I read
Flash. Oh, was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Just can't hold everything.
Everything
up.
Was going to be okay. I didn't know that. I thought they were going to take over.
We thought Batman might die.
Yeah.
Batman was going to die again. Well, that was a different Earth. But, I don't know. I think that's it.
You mentioned anything else? Anything you've read?
What did I read last week? Aquaman.
Okay.
So I think it's the second one from
Something
Jeff
like that.
Parker.
Yeah.
So that's been good. Continue with the story about the Hercules being released from the Atlantis' hell, I guess. So it was mostly Aquaman fighting Hercules and find out why Hercules is kind of out of it. Because he's been for, hundreds of years fighting these, demons in Atlantis' hell. And leading to a team up between Aquaman and Wonder Woman for the annual, which I think is like next week or something.
Then it tied together Swamp Thing.
Yeah, Swamp Thing.
I thought that was really cool. And that's what Colin loves is when they...
Because they mentioned the
They
had
the little box saying this happened in Swamp Thing. Yeah. And now they're actually addressing that. Because like, if you're reading Swamp Thing and you read about the algae happening when Cedar did that.
Yeah.
And you're reading it like, well, Aquaman's not going to like this very well. And then nothing happens, and then it happens in this. That's cool that they tied that
together. Yeah. So read that Batman Superman 9, which that book was it was good, but the problem was it was part 3 of that first contact crossover with World's Finest, and part 4 came out a couple weeks ago.
Well, you just held it and didn't read it, right?
I didn't read it, and I heard it was terrible, which didn't make me want to read it quickly. But the Batman-Superman side of that crossover wasn't bad. The art's been great. Greg Peck's story's been fine. But, yeah, the World's Finest side of the crossover has just been... I've only read that book for this crossover. The art's, I think, terrible in that book.
Well, you know what the problem I had with that is? It's funny. You can't have... who's the artist, Jay Lee?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't have his art...
So different.
And then have it's it cross so over with the World's Finest art, which looks nothing, which would never look
But even, like, the like dialogue, it. Like, the dialogue... Greg Peck's dialogue in Batman Superman is fine, and then you go to World's Finest, and it's kind of hokey, and it just...
Only thing I liked about it... Well, I like the whole Earth... I like Earth 2.
Yeah.
I think it's a good book. It added a little bit of that into what's going on there, but... The thing I didn't understand about that is, like, is it telling us that Superman kind of took over?
That's what it sounds like.
Because it seemed like it.
It sounds like...
And that it's become, like, a new apocalypse or something.
Yeah.
And, I just... It seemed really odd. Like, he was... It seems like he won. Like, and... Or maybe... Superman from Earth 2 can multitask, and he's doing he's trying to do this and that at the same time. That's possible, but I don't know. It seemed kind of odd. It was interesting, but at some parts I was just like, I don't know. But yeah, you're right. I like the Batman Superman parts a lot better than I like the World's Finest parts.
Yeah, it just they're just too different. It was just too weird of a crossover. Let's see, what else do I have here? Read Bunker number 3. That's been a pretty good book if you're not reading it. So I guess the premise is there's this group of friends who, before they're in their 20s, going to go off and do their own thing, decide to bury a time capsule. And when they go to do that, they find this bunker out in the woods. And they get inside of it and find out that their future selves have sent them back letters and artifacts, essentially telling them that they have to follow their instructions to avoid causing, you know, I don't want to say apocalypse, but causing, you know, I guess, yeah, apocalypse to the Earth. So they're reading these letters, and you get to see some cuts between the future selves and then the current selves. In the most recent issue, last week's, the one character, his future self sent him back a newspaper clipping showing that there was a terrorist attack, essentially, and saying you have to, you know, reenact all of this, so you have to go there and save these people and drag your friend with you and make sure she takes a picture of it and not change anything that happens. And they do that, but then, you know, there's some fallout between her, you know, finding out that, oh, you knew this terrorist attack was going to happen, you just let it happen because your future self said to let it happen. So it's been pretty interesting as to see, you know, who's, you know, trying to change things and who's just trying to make sure the same future occurs. Let's see. Eternal Warrior, so from Valiant. That issue, number 8, finished up the first arc in the, not the first arc, but finished up the Eternal Emperor arc. So that book jumped ahead a few thousand years and showed, you know, where the Valiant universe is going to be at that point. And it was a pretty good ending to that arc. You saw how Galad decided to side with one of the sections and go against the, I don't want to say cannibals, but the savages that were killing the people. And it was, I'm not sure if they're jumping back to the current timeline or if they're going to continue with the future timeline. I know Valiant just came out with Rye, what it's called today, which that one takes place, I think, 4,000 years in the future as well. So I don't know if that's going to continue to cross between the two. But so far that book, I mean, it's only 8 issues in, but it's been a pretty good Valiant book. Flash, you got to see the first issue from Venditti.
Okay. And
is it Van Jensen is also on it?
Robert Venditti. Sorry, I'm just saying Venditti. That was
So the book was, I mean, it was good. You got to see, you know, spoiler, the return of Wally West and the cuts to the future. They did a 5-year in the future, then a 20-year in the future. So setting up a lot of things for Flash. That one had another thing with, you know, the fallout from Forever Evil without having Forever Evil ended yet.
But. Yeah. So, I like that, though.
It was good. I mean, there's obviously a lot of setup for the new creative team, but you know, I'm interested where they're going with it.
Yeah.
I guess there's been a lot of controversy because they changed, you know, Wally West to be biracial instead of...
What?
Instead of the redhead that everyone...
Forget it. I'm not reading this book.
That probably has nothing to do with... Are you playing footsie with
me? No, I'm not. Stretching my legs.
That has nothing to do with him being biracial in the new TV show.
It could.
Is he in the TV show?
Well, but the... Iris is black. Biracial. Or, yeah, she's black. Okay. And then,
Iris isn't black.
In the TV show.
She was an Iris.
Was she?
Yeah, she was the girl that...
Well, someone is.
What did I say?
No, that was Caitlin Snow.
Yeah.
It was Killer Frost and Vibe. That's who she saw.
What?
That's who that was?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two episodes ago in Arrow?
The little scientist talking?
Yeah, that was Killer Frost and Vibe.
Were they just talking about Iris? Because they mentioned Iris.
They mentioned her, but they never showed her.
I thought she was Iris. Okay.
Really? You missed that?
I missed that.
They put Vibe in a TV show?
Vibe is going to be like a main character.
Vibe's
in
a TV show before Wonder Woman's a movie? What?
Yeah, seriously. No, you know what? That needs to be addressed.
Sorry, just the internet.
Is Vibe even in any of the comics anymore?
He doesn't have his own anymore.
I mean, he's not even in the Justice League.
Not right now, no. He was in Justice League of America.
Right.
Maybe he dies in Forever Evil.
Maybe.
They'll get transported somewhere.
Lazarus, number 8.
I'm way behind. I'm 3 or 4 behind on that.
It's been good. Is it Greg Rucka?
Yeah.
Does that? Mm-hmm. Yeah, so this issue, you saw a little bit more of Forever's past and her interaction with her dad, building up to where... You know, she finally has to, I guess, take on her, you know, only friend or mentor with her training, and give you a little bit more insight into how the, you know, different, you know, segments of the population are laid out. I guess right now they're going through something called the lift, where they can essentially be lifted from, you know, waste to, you know, I don't want to say servants of the different families, but somehow useful, you know, members of the families.
Serfs, I heard that too.
Yeah, serfs, yeah. So it's...
That's good.
I mean, it's been interesting. I don't know what they're building up to, but it's been a good book.
Yeah, I want to see what happens with this lift thing. That I don't know, that intrigues me for some.
Yeah, now some they're showing that, you know, the connection between the family and what Forever's been doing with the possible terrorists, and you know, connecting that to the
right.
the waste we've seen going to the lift. And then letter 44, which has been It's been good. It's been
got announced it was option for Sci-Fi to do a show.
Okay.
That's your thing. So, I mean, it's been a pretty interesting book. Two issues back, they finally showed the aliens.
The aliens,
that
yeah.
was kind of a weird issue, but this one dealt more primarily with, you know, interactions on the back on Earth with the president and the old president kind of finally making the administration his own and showing where he's in a
yeah. You know, I kind of like that whole, the letter he sent.
The letter was great to the former president.
Yeah.
And I honestly, until this issue, and maybe I was missing something, but I didn't even think that the other president may have been involved with what was going on.
Was it 2 issues ago? When he sent the Secretary of State off and said, you need to go visit, or it was the former chief of staff, you need to go visit every embassy in the world, start with Iraq or start with you know, something like that. That's when you kind of knew that the former president was in on it.
I thought maybe he may have been, like, feeding information.
Yeah.
But I guess I didn't pick up on the former president being involved in that, you know, I don't want to say assassination attempt, but trying to get the guy out of the way.
Yeah.
And this kind of shows that he still has his hand, you know, very much in what's going on. But
well, I like the way that ended, too.
Where, yeah, he just told him to back off. So, I mean, that's been a pretty good issue. Or a pretty good series. And then the last book that I have, Red Lanterns. I don't know if any of you guys are reading that.
Yeah, I'm reading that.
I wasn't reading Red Lanterns at all until Charles Soule took over. And, it's been pretty good. I like where they're going with the Supergirl.
Yeah. That's actually, right now, that's my favorite of the Lantern books.
Yeah, I'm reading that, the main one, New Guardians, and I've been reading Larfleeze also.
Yeah, I read Larfleeze too.
But yeah, I think that's quickly become my favorite. It's just, they're not bad guys, but it's just a different.
Yeah, it took a concept where these are the evil ones to know that they're not. They got anger management issues. It's really all it boils down to.
Dave? Yeah, at the risk of saying anything nice about Marvel, I like last...
No, there's no risk of saying... I say nice things about Marvel.
No, I liked last week's Fantastic Four.
Okay.
Yeah, I read that.
Why didn't you talk about it?
I haven't talked yet. Yeah, I have nothing to talk about. Everybody's talking about all the books I read.
By James Robinson, which is a lot better than that Fraction run, which did nothing for me. But he's this issue, it's just... I mostly liked it because it's just... He packed it full of continuity. He hasn't forgotten the continuity because just in this one issue, there's references to Marvel 2-in-1...
Steel City.
Marvel 2-in-1 issue... With the Thing and Deathlock. Alicia Masters.
Deathlock?
Yeah, Deathlock makes a one panel appearance.
Sweet.
Alicia Masters is in it. Favorite. Damage Control is in it.
Oh, man.
Namor's in it for a panel. You know, still pining for Sue. Frank, reference the Franklin's Pocket Universe, the Heroes Reborn Universe.
Yeah,
everybody's favorite.
And there's a new Frightful Four. So, I mean, I don't like the Johnny lost his powers. I don't like these storylines where it's the breakup of the Fantastic Four or someone loses their powers, but we'll see where it goes. Daredevil. I read Daredevil. I don't know if anybody read Daredevil last week. It was good. The Shroud makes an appearance.
Fan favorite?
And,
they're all fan favorites.
They are. Somebody's favorite.
I won't give that away, but I thought it was a solid storytelling. Wade, I'm a big Mark Wade fan in CMD. Everything else was touched on Batman Eternal. Justice League United, that was good. I'm a big Jeff Lemire fan anyhow, but he seems to be making Green Arrow and Animal Man have the Blue Beetle and Booster Gold. Yep. Relationship.
Yeah.
And I thought that was really fun. And I hope that keeps going. And I mentioned Lazarus already. That was really good.
Did you mention Daredevil?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Daredevil. I thought
you did. That's what you're talking about, Mark Waid.
Yeah.
I liked that second issue because they added, like, Shroud is a new character, right?
No.
He was before? Mm-hmm. Okay. I've never heard of him, but I thought it was interesting. He's Batman. But he's like, Batman became this instead of that?
Yeah.
They can't use Batman.
No, it's Shroud.
Okay, well, you just said he's Batman.
He is Batman. His parents were gone now.
Oh, okay.
Copycat.
He goes places.
House of Ideas.
Trying to learn, you know.
I was reading on Wikipedia about him, and it said he's an honorary founding member of the West Coast Avengers.
Oh, could be.
Even though I don't know how that... Because I remember reading those old West Coast Avengers issues, and I don't think he's
I do remember seeing his face in the corner box, now that you mention it, yeah.
He's like an actual vigilante, though. He's like one of these that he kills, like, the criminals.
And, that's not good.
Yeah. Daredevil, he doesn't like that at all.
Yeah.
No.
I just love how Mark Waid writes Daredevil, because he's one of these characters that jokes, but he jokes in a different way than, like, Spider-Man or Dick Grayson would.
Funny.
There's a funny scene where... They're telling him there's a new kingpin in San Francisco, and he gets he starts getting nervous, and then he tells him it's the owl. He just bursts out laughing.
He's like, I thought you were going to tell me it's Wilson Fisk. But he does a good job writing that book. So I even though it's restarted with a new number one for some reason, it's still good. It's still a good book. So.
Okay.
Your turn.
Yeah, you guys have covered every book.
That's usually when we let him start, though. Yeah. No, we haven't. So we just switch back.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. Well, I got to get home to Nana, so let me go over next week's.
That's a podcast.
Not yet. Well, coming next week, because next week's huge. Well, not huge, but there's a lot of good stuff.
Number one?
No, but Amazing Spider-Man 1.1. Great jumping on point.
Does that continue, number one?
No, it doesn't. It's a completely different story.
It gives you the actual story you're missing.
It's 1.1 from the original number one.
Oh,
I was wondering.
So does that,
that
mean there's going to be 700
issues? The Fantastic
issues
of that? Four when he goes to the Fantastic Four?
Probably.
Like that number one?
Yeah, I think so.
That sounds stupid.
I don't know. They don't know.
Don't sell it then.
Okay. You shouldn't have demanded it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't. Why did I demand it?
It's your fault.
I don't know why you demanded it.
I don't even remember.
Okay. Batman Eternal 5. Shocking. Ooh. Haven't missed a week yet. Chaos number one with your favorites, you know, Lady Death and Purgatory and all those guys. Cyclops number one because you demanded it.
Yep.
Cyclops ongoing. Dead Letters number two. I like number one. Detective Comics 31 continuing the new team, Bucciolato and Manipul. Iron Fist Living Weapon number two. Number one was good. Podcast favorite, Justice League 3000. Number six is coming.
Yeah. Okay. Another Flash.
I hope the artist goes back to normal. Huh?
Oh, that the art was terrible.
It wasn't that far off.
Oh no, it was
pretty fast.
It was, okay. The characters look completely different.
Okay, I'm liking that. I just read five, and I'm really liking that story. Just the way the characters are kind of.
Once off. You actually found out what they are,
yeah.
That yeah,
yeah. Madame Frankenstein, which is a new Image book that looks interesting. Magneto number three. Adam, you're all excited about Miles Morales, Ultimate Spider-Man number one.
Yeah, you could just hear it.
Miracle Man number five, yes. Moon Knight number three, people have been enjoying that
good.
One. Nailbiter number one, which is interesting, about a serial killer.
Bites his nails.
And you have a Phantom variant of that coming.
Does that mean it's not going to show up?
No. Future Zen number one comes. The Zero is a free comic book day, and then next week is number one.
That's going to be two weekly books every week.
Yes. And next week... Original Sin number one. Of eight. Well, actually of nine. But
of like 17.
Well, 17, but
who knows,
one
they could
of
add more after that.
Yeah, true.
I've seen him do that.
Real Heroes number two. Number one was interesting. It's a Mark Miller book.
Remember, was it Fear Itself that had like three issues?
Three
like
epilogue,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially after I had asked Mass Fraction because he called the store and I said, does it finish in the series? And yes, it does. And then they had three epilogues.
Well,
that weren't included in the trade. They
yeah,
were in their own trade.
This is being recorded. He'll hear
yes.
this.
Who, Matt?
You're a liar.
Yeah. Satellite Sam traction. Number 8. Satellite Sam number 8 is coming along with the Satellite Sam Tijuana Bible edition that's included in the book. It's mentioned in the book, this Tijuana Bible. They're actually sending me the Tijuana Bible.
How does that book do?
It does okay. Nothing huge. But.
I really think the first...
Yeah,
one or two.
It's okay.
It was all right.
It's one I think is going to read a lot better in a trade because there's so many characters trying to, after a month, trying to remember who's who.
Oh, okay.
Because black and white, it's set in the 50s, no costumes or anything, so it's just people and trying
so
to.
So you're trying to remember what they look like.
Yeah, yeah. They do a little thing in the beginning, but it doesn't always help because I don't remember who they are, you know, type of thing. Silver Surfer number one, second print number two came out today. And then Woods is coming next week, which is a James Tynion. Book from Boom.
It's about James Woods.
No, it's about like these kids that.
That would
go,
be awesome.
I would buy that. Sell it to me then, Colin.
But James Tynion, everybody loves him.
We want
so,
to see James Woods. And have
no, no. But don't forget, Saturday is Free Comic Book Day. Please come out, if nothing else, just to get something free. And a hot dog. I'll give you hot dogs and pop. And my wife was talking about getting something from Rita's, like a 25-gallon bucket or something like that. So
okay.
And the show.
25
and the show. Well, I don't know what
is
it
she
is.
Gonna carry it?
I don't know, but Adam is gonna be reenacting Star Wars on the sidewalk all day,
and Colin will be playing.
No,
Darth
no,
Vader.
I'm busy behind
no,
the counter.
He's already casted as Aunt Beru.
Oh,
at least
have
Uncle
some blue
Owen.
Milk.
Jeez.
Yeah, we're gonna have blue milk.
If you bring it,
Uncle
it's you. You can
casted.
Have it. Okay, so we'll talk at you next week. I'll be exhausted, but lots of good stuff to talk about. See ya.
Abilities in a single bound came from out the shadows, cause that's how we get down. I'm in your town, walk between billionaires and evil scientists, sorcerer supreme. All the teenagers are buying this gamma radiation. Nobody could mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. Your friendly neighborhood MC back on the scene. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. All I'm seeing is green and red and blue. I hold the shield for America when a soldier out Siberia, rocking any microphone that's near to ya, clobbering it till in the coffin you sit. agenda for extinction, bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe, super friends who make beats and cats that MC. It's the area code to the planet that we protect. The infinity watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this for all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 616. My ruby quartz shades and my colored rings. Laser scope rifles ain't concerned with them other things. These rappers wanna talk about ice chains and fancy cars. Me, I'm trying to build mansion in Asgard and fund the Hellfire Society. Studio is Cerebro, mind patterns and rhyme, cause I rap about what I feel though. You hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track. I'm here to take it back to days of future past in my raps. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets, demand things when I speak, like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beats. And my tape deck pops, my mixtapes still rock. They're in your system, that's what Soundwave's telling me on the block. Ricky Bobby Drake's the only ice that I rock with, and mental telepathy is the only style that I talk with. Close your eyes, you can listen up in your mind. During this song, been freestyling there the whole time. Now, put your hands up like this for all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 616. Pietro on these cats, right? Yeah. Spitting a rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will baffle these women and children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time, watch your chain react. Can't lie, I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm still in the show. I'm filling the streets, unlimited flow. The second of Doc Ock when I'm killing it, yo. Please, shots to your chest. You're rocking a mess like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun. I'm Hank with his son. I'm Rob when I skip lunch eating rappers, man. So thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap. I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest. Making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I try. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block. Now, put your hands up like this.